Today's program was brought to you by Bonnie Plants, bonnieplants.com.
I'm Greg Blaze, host of Cutting the Curd. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hey, and welcome to The Food Scene on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. I'm your host, Michael Harlan Turkel, here today with Lisa Marshall of wonderful, wonderful, and I truly mean it, not just because the chocolate chip cookies are wafting.
Front of you. And you have to say that because
exactly.
I'm here.
Yeah, in Soho, but via south of France. What's funny is that Ben, your partner, was supposed to be here today, and he is the French person in this relationship.
Exactly. One of the three.
I can't forget Armand. We will talk about how wonderful he is. But you yourself are a Canadian.
I'm a Canadian, yeah. So I guess that kind of... I spent a lot of time in Montreal. I kind of spent my teen years and 20s growing up in Montreal. So didn't pick up too much as I should have. Was busy doing other things there.
Or you eventually picked up a Frenchman.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, in Montreal. Yeah. So it all worked out well.
But Montreal has this, you know, I wouldn't call it faux French, but this idea of French food that doesn't get exported. You know, it's mainly poutine Montreal bagels.
It's their own version of French Canadian food.
But there is... Aside from Quebecois, there is French food in
there is, yeah. Canada. There's some great, you know, I think definitely when a lot of the true Frenchies come over to Canada, they kind of segregate to that area, which Ben is a prime example of that. You know, when you're looking at venturing over to North America, it's a little closest home away from home, I guess.
For it's international, so the French wine is a little bit cheaper than even over here.
But, and it's beautiful. It's, you know, the charm and the character. It really feels like such a European city there.
True. Did you feel like you lived in a European way growing up there?
I think, yeah, definitely spending my time there. You know, after we'd, have our little apéro after work, we'd all head out. I think just the culture, the dynamics, the people, even working I was more in a corporate scene over there, so I was working doing PR and marketing with some different clothing brands, and it was definitely very much more laid back than my career and working in Toronto. You know, people would take lunch breaks and you would have a glass of wine at lunch and it would be fine and you would, you know, spend an hour or two and just kind of enjoy your day as opposed to the sharp Toronto mentality of go, go, go. You have 30 minutes. You have to get back to the office. And
well, so. It's funny that you see that flip side now and you are both as worked, you know, while being at Maman, that you're hurried and, you know, trying to get everything done. But you are allowing people to take that rest, take that pause in their day. And
for sure.
You've created such a, you know, wonderful frame of reference. Both Maman and Papa Poule, your rotisserie chicken Frances place around the corner, are a piece of France. But I would say more so French, just because you have your, you know, Montreal Canadian upbringing.
Yeah, most definitely. And I think, you know, that's a great, great point and a note to bring up. It's kind of the lifestyle. And, you know, I think New Yorkers are really used to that very fast-paced to-go mentality. But we've kind of, you know, created a great to-go takeout option. But then we also have an amazing dining space in the back that really allows people to sit there, enjoy, you know, company of friends, enjoy company of family, really feel like in a home environment and be very relaxed and not feel that really cold, modern, you know, mentality of a lot of the New York fast food kind of to-go places. We like to call it like slow fast food.
Yeah. Well, you had that warmth in your house too. You cooked with your mother. You decorated, you know, cakes and pastries. You had your grandmother's infamous shortbreads.
For sure, yes.
Tell me about how inherent baking is to you.
So for me, growing up at a very young age, my favorite memories were you know, I'm licking the beaters in the kitchen with my mom, as I'm sure many people can relate to. And that kind of stemmed on through my grandmother and the days of my easy bake oven. I always remember and how fun that was, making the little cakes and decorating. And so, you know, I've never been professionally trained, but it's always been something that's been in my blood and in my family and in my heart. And food is something that brings everyone together and family, and that's really kind of the whole concept behind my mom, where that stems from. And it's really kind of bringing together food and family and friends, and most great memories are kind of revolved combining all three of those. So we wanted to reproduce that in the kind of crazy city of New York. Yeah. So
your first date with Ben,
where
was it? And I know you talked about, you know,
we didn't talk about, we were going to talk about this.
But you talked about opening a cafe restaurant even at that initial, you know, meeting.
When we first met, he initially said he was a corporate lawyer. So he worked in the whole, you know, corporate suit and tie scene, long hours, hard work. And he originally said, I want to open up a restaurant. And at the time in Montreal, I also had a catering company on the side. I was doing sweet tables. I was doing, it was called Sweet Expressions with one of my best friends, and we were doing a whole slew of different kind of out-of-the-box designs, and we do like edible sushi platters that were made from candies and cakes, and so really fun, more artistic kind of things. And that's probably actually how I maybe won Ben over. I had delivered to his office slews of all of these pastries and brownies and so forth. So back to our first date, he said, I'd love to open a restaurant. We were talking about kind of our mutual love and admiration for food in the industry. And I said, I want to open up a bakery. And then it's just awesome now to see ourselves, you know, four years later, actually, both where we are. And, you know, quitting, dropping everything, really pursuing our passion and dreams and doing it together, which has been so much fun.
And there is a third musketeer. I mean,
there is.
You twisted the arm of...
So, yeah, Chef Armand Arnal. He's a Michelin star chef from La Chassignette in the south of France. And he came on board because we, you know, Ben and I both had this mutual passion for food and upbringing revolving food and friends and family, and he loved to cook and I loved to bake, so it was kind of a great merge between the two. But we were never formally trained, and you know, we knew all of our family recipes, as fabulous as they are to us and I'm sure to everyone else, we wanted to kind of elevate them a little bit, and called upon Chef Armand. So he was a childhood friend of Ben's, and he grew up in the south of France as well, and he spent a lot of time in New York, and he always entertained the idea of coming back to New York and opening up something there. And Ben and I were aware of that. So as soon as this kind of concept and idea was born, we called upon him, and without any hesitation, I think as soon as we said the idea to him, he goes, I'm in. Deal. Yeah. When are we doing it?
Well, it's amazing. You know, Chef Arnal, I believe, worked at Daniel Boulud, uh-huh, or with Alain Ducasse at a very young age, moved back to France, you know, spent time where in Le Midi or the French Riviera. And the dishes there aren't necessarily reflective of how light and how airy, I mean, the atmosphere is. But the food, I always feel like from the south of France, it's a little richer, you know, deeper, and he's got such a light hand
for
everything that he does.
And I think he really, you know, it's interesting. He really brings to Mama the true kind of southern French cuisine. And a lot of people look at it and automatically think, you know, Parisian food, very heavy, very fatty. And we have that. Like, those cookies in front of you probably aren't the healthiest of options you could choose. But then our lunch program is also, you know, super, super healthy. Great options of fresh vegetables. Our menu changes every day. We work with seasonal produce. We do farm to table. So it's really nice to kind of, you know, embrace that whole southern French mentality of really cooking locally and seasonally. And Armand, actually, at La Chassignette, he has his own, like, sustainable garden outside. And I'd say most of his food that he cooks with and he uses comes from the garden. And simplified as well. So really sticking to just a few basic ingredients, not over-cluttering the food. It's really about good, fine products.
Yeah, I mean, but you've stripped these things away, but at the same time refined them so well. And let's talk about this from even a visual aspect, because when you walk into Maman, you're transported. I mean, mm-hmm. it has an eclectic array of vintage pieces from church benches to a 1920s bread machine. How did you conceptualize the space, the look, and what is in there?
So I think a lot of it stems back from my reflection of my childhood. My father was an antique collector and an antique dealer. So for me, a house is filled with kind of a mixture of things that tell stories. And it's been awesome that I've been able to do that in Maman as well. And you can come in and look at, you know, we have a high chair in the corner, which was my father's growing up from the 40s. And we have some chairs that I stole right off of our dining room table from our home. And to me, a home is kind of something that is compiled of things with memories and things with stories. Our food all has stories behind them and memories behind them. And we like to have that within everything. I could sit there for hours and tell you about every piece of furniture and where I found it and where it came from and how much I got it for and why I got it.
We'll have to do a walkthrough.
Yeah, we'll do a huge walkthrough.
You want to know, because you're so enamored by the space itself, but obviously there's a history. And if you didn't just hear me chewing that chocolate chip cookie on air, what is the story behind this? Because, I mean, I'll declare it, as many other people have, this is the best chocolate chip cookie in New York.
Oh, he said it.
I'm happy to, and I stand by it.
Wow, I thank you. Oh, it's, you know, there's a lot of other fabulous cookies out there, but this one's very unique and special. It's a combination of macadamia nuts, almonds, walnuts, sea salt, and a really great quality of chocolate that we use in there. And, you know, the story behind that, that's actually Armand's aunt's cookie. And again, it's something, you know, it's a fun fusion between, you know, the French cuisine and the American cuisine, because, you know, the classic chocolate chip cookie is not traditionally a French dish. But in regards to that one, that's a modification he made of his traditional chocolate chip cookie by adding the nuts, by adding some sea salt to it, really stepping it up a few notches. And he's a master. Anything he touches and does is delicious.
It's ridiculous. And I mean, I've had croissants, I've had financiers, I've had Madeleines, I've had Queen Amans, I've had a lot at Maman in a short time, because it only opened in October.
Yeah, 7 months.
7 months, and yeah. I've probably been there maybe a dozen times. Yeah. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
Sampled a little bit of everything.
But it's so ridiculously charming. But on top of that, you want to revisit, you want to try everything, but it feels very comfortable and feels very, it's very much like home. And does it feel like that for you and Ben and for...
It is our home.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what my home looks like. No, we're there about, I'd say about 14, 15 hours a day. So it's safe to call it home.
Yeah.
But, you know, and we like to kind of create that atmosphere for everyone too. It's a really kind of comforting getaway from everything. That little back dining room, you know, I have a china hutch. A lot of our flatware is, you know, from our grandparents and our parents. And I think a lot of people, we kind of want people to go away with the feeling like they just came from home and they tasted something, and that reminds me of, you know, a salad my grandmother used to make growing up, or, you know, they'll have a bite of the cookie that'll bring them back to childhood memories, and, you know, they'll be in a place and see, you know, an old vintage chair in the corner that their grandmother used to have. And that's, you know, what Mama is all about. We're kind of all around bringing food and family and friends together and creating a warm and kind of comforting atmosphere that isn't as feasible in New York City that we find.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to attend one of your wonderful fondue dinners.
Yes.
During the winter. And again, if you haven't figured out that the word Maman or your other location, Papa Pool, mean mother and father, it does. It feels like that a family is waiting on you. It feels like you are at not just some random person's house, but a close relative of yours. And from that china hutch to just the food itself, I mean, even if you've never had it in your life, it's reminiscent of some point of your childhood somehow.
For sure.
And I don't know how you do that. Like, so it's crazy that you already have this personal relationship with people the first time they bite into a cookie.
No, it's, you know, and I'm flattered to hear that, because I don't know how we did it either. That was really our goal and our kind of concept behind the whole thing. And it's great to really see how that really stuck and it struck with people and they recognize it. And, you know, ultimately there wasn't kind of good quality fast food in the area. And that was really our motive of bringing kind of a little piece of south of France and a little piece of home and a little piece of quality too. There's so much, you know, fast food, easily packaged. It's, you know, you don't know what's in it. And, you know, at the end of the day, New York, it's busy, it's fast paced. Everyone needs stuff quick and to go. And, you know, with the Michelin star chef too, I think a lot of people always think it's going to be very expensive and it's going to be, you know, very not accessible for a lot of people and very hoity-toity in little servings on small plates. But we're just all about good quality, delicious, real food.
And it fills the soul. And we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about Papa Poole,
yes,
the father of this mother-father duo. You've been listening to The Food Scene on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We'll be right back.
Could an app be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely. It's the new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plants. Note, track, and photograph your garden's progress. Personalize your weather and reminders. Get variety info, grow guides, hands-free dictation, and more. The Homegrown with Bonnie Plants app, the sharpest tool in your garden. Download it free on the App Store.
This is Brooks Headley, the pastry chef at Del Posto in Manhattan, and you are listening to Heritage Radio Network.
I did not time that bite right, but when you have these cookies in front of you, it's kind of impossible. And there are too many. You brought me too many cookies.
Yeah, I know. You were supposed to share.
I know. I shared a little bit. I shared. I just wanted the place to be perfumed by these things. Papa Poole, which is around the corner from Amman, is a poulet roti.
Exactly.
Which is one of my favorite things to watch. It's transfixing watching those chickens spin around. And, you know, again, that or you know that smell just emanates. Why did you want that there?
So, the story behind this is when we opened up Mama, I was very fortunate. Ben was amazing and gave me kind of full rein in terms of the design and in a lot of the inspiration behind it, a lot of little bunnies everywhere and flowers everywhere. And it's very girly. It's a very girly place. And, you know, he was very good. Let me do my thing. And said, you know, one day I'm going to get my manly place and there's going to be no bunnies and no flowers. And I said, okay, no problem. We'll do that. And so then the opportunity came up. Great little space available. We found it. We're like, what can we do with it? We got to do something. And Ben automatically had the idea, and he's a big chicken eater. Growing up in his family, in my family as well, he would always be used to Sunday night dinners, chicken rotisserie. It was very traditional in France. You grab the chicken, then get the potatoes, very kind of quick, easy-to-go dinner. And that was something that just wasn't offered in New York to the expertise and to the taste levels that he has acquired over in France and that he was used to. So it was just kind of a natural thing that came about for Papa Poole, and he said immediately, he's like, I want a French rotisserie chicken place here. And he's amazing. He has all these great visions and ideas, and so now it's just a matter of finding places to put them all. So that's kind of the birth of Papa Poole, and it worked out perfectly. The Papa to Mama, we wanted to kind of keep it all together in the family, and fortunately they're around the corner from each other, which makes our lives much easier as well.
Except if they were right next to each other, you wouldn't have to run that, you know.
I know. I'm still trying to figure out how we can put a little like underground hall or cave in the back. We need a little tunnel connecting the two.
Exactly.
Make borrowing a cup of sugar from your neighbor a little easier.
You know, what I love about Papa Poole is it's a little more farmhouse. It's black and white, chicken wire. Again, very basic and humble in its, you know, design, but it delivers again in this way where you stand in line and it's a to-go place and you order and you get your quarter or half whole chicken, get your little sides. I like the sandwich because it has everything packed in there.
Everything in one. The whole menu under one bun.
But when you walk out, it freaks me out every once in a while. When I turn around and go out on the street, I expect to be, you know, in Paris, walking out of a French marketplace, you know, down in southern France. I don't expect to be in Soho.
In the busy streets of New York, yeah? Oh, no, it's the neat little thing about the cachet of the area, too. And, you know, we're fortunate. There's it's a nice mix. We have a great office crowd. There's a lot of residents there. It's we do a lot of, specifically with Papa Pool, and in the area that we're in, we're doing a lot of catering and delivery as well. So even if you're not in kind of the neighborhood of Soho, we can bring chicken to you.
You know, you were talking earlier about that lifestyle, you know, of... Well, I mean, I think it's a very southern French lifestyle, too, to take that customary, like, two-hour lunch. Yeah. You know, it's part of the day. We're lucky enough to be, you know, relaxing, having some cookies, sipping on some Lillet. And you guys are in that aperitif mode, in that idea of, like you said before, slowing fast food down. How important, I know it's a grab-and-go kind of place, how important is it for people to spend time, not just only in Maman, but spend that part of the day and slow it down?
I think that's the most important thing, and I think people don't enjoy food how they should, and they don't enjoy the combination of flavors, and it turns into more of a necessity for a lot of people instead of something that you should really enjoy. And I like to, you know, as much as it's ironic to say this because I barely have time to do it anymore, but I like to, you know, like really sit down and enjoy the food and the combination of ingredients. And I love to cook and I love to bake, so I have an appreciation for that. But I feel like too many people just eat because they have to eat and it has to taste good and that's it. So we kind of, you know, we want to, exactly as you mentioned, like slow that whole fast food environment down. Whether it, you know, whether you have the time for it or not, you can still kind of appreciate good quality food.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to make people make the time for it, too. And these cookies are certainly a draw. But are you doing any more fun events like fondue nights, you know,
sure,
dinners and those kind of things?
Yeah, definitely. We have quite a few different events coming up. So we're fortunate. We have, you know, the beautiful space that we can host different. We do a lot of private events. This week I'm slam-packed with birthday parties and engagement parties and, you know, farewell dinners. We're doing an event actually with Lillet on Thursday night. It's going to be a media preview for a little bit of a launch party alongside with Preserve. We're hosting a little aperitif, which is very fun because we've put together some really fun different recipes. There was a lot of creativity there to incorporate the Lillet into different sweet and savory items. And then for customers, we're doing tons of different dinner events. We're going to be getting into doing some picnic style dinners. During the winter we had fondue nights, but now moving into summer, apparently French don't eat fondue during the summer, and I eat melted cheese any time of year. I don't care what time of year it is, but it's not the thing to do in the summertime. So we're going to be doing some fun barbecue nights incorporating Papa Pool. We'll do some picnics, some different brunches, and a lot of workshops as well that we're getting into.
See, I was expecting you to do the mashup and do like a, you know, French poutine night, or, you know.
Maybe. Yeah. There's an idea.
You know, what I've kind of neglected to mention, too, is, you know, Maman is this grab and go, but obviously you can stay there. But there is the limitation, the challenge, or maybe the freedom of having about 20 or so seats.
Yeah. And, you know, the concept, at the end of the day, we have so many people saying, oh, it's so packed in there, and it's too small. And if we could have a huge place and seat all of New York City, we would. But, you know, it's the nature of it. We don't have it. We work with what we have. We wish we had a bigger space, too. You read all these reviews on us saying, it's too small. But so, you know, I think that just kind of plays into the culture of New York, and a lot of people do take their food and go home to their desk, but we definitely thought it was important that we create an environment that people could stay and enjoy their food without turning it into a restaurant as well. Everything is kind of packaged in to-go containers, and we are a to-go location, but we do have the luxury of having a few seats in the back area that you can stay if you'd like, but, you know, Wi-Fi, just kind of really create a nice communal environment for everybody.
Yeah, it was very fun. I was reading about a couple artists like Renoir, Cézanne, Van Gogh, Monet, who all spent time in the south of France painting. And I was actually reading about their diets or their eating habits. Oh. And a lot of them would take food with them. They weren't going out necessarily to a restaurant, though Monet, everything I once in a while did. They took their lunches often with them, and they were very particular about what they had. And I feel like that says a lot about, you know, maman.
Yeah, you know, that's, yeah.
You know, these people painting this beautiful view or going back to this vista or work for them, you know, still were making sure that they had what food they wanted. And maman provides that in a way in New York that, you know, not many takeaway places do right now.
Yeah, that's very true.
Papa Pool, maman. So, what's happening with the rest of the family?
Oh.
Is there more?
Maybe baby's on the way. Who knows? I can't reveal any of that info. Oh, there's definitely more up our sleeves. We have a lot of creative ideas, and we're expanding in Toronto, where I'm from. We're going to be opening up probably end of June, early July. We're opening up Mama in Toronto in the financial district in First Canadian Place, which is very exciting. And then there's more to come in New York City. I can't say too much, but we're not done. Well, we're just getting started.
I'm happy that you're here, and only happier to see where you go with all this. But if you, too, want one of these amazing cookies and everything else Maman has to offer, please stop by their place in Soho and around the corner, of course, Papa Pool.
Papa Pool.
But Elisa, thank you so much. And
thank
then
you.
Maybe next time we'll have Ben and he'll give his side of the story.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Excellent. You've been listening to The Food Scene on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. I'm your host, Michael Harlan Turkell. Hoping to have you back here next Tuesday at 3. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.